Welcome to Open Minds, the weekly sermon podcast from Christ Church Anglican Cathedral in Vancouver, Canada. Reflections provoking thought at the intersection of faith and culture.
Paul. So there are, granted, some very difficult Pauline texts. This evening's text, though, is actually really rather inviting and warm. We're all one. If one member suffers, we all suffer together. It's, as a well-intentioned white liberal, it's actually quite idyllic. It really gladdens my heart. But I'd like to offer that this text is actually a lot more challenging than at first blush. One can almost hear the scratching of Paul's quill, scribbling furiously and quickly, "The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor can again to the head, to the feet." You see, what's going on is that we're missing half of the story. We only have Paul's letters. We don't have the letters to which he's responding. What might the letter of the church in Corinth, what they wrote to Paul, what might that sound like? "Dear Paul, so wonderful of you to visit. We so appreciated your wisdom and teaching. By the by, we've got a couple more questions. One, we have some people who keep just showing up. We're not racist, as you know, but they look different, and we worry that they might be a problem to our happy little church. What should we do about them? Two, perhaps along the same line, but again, we don't have any problems with the weak or the poor, but surely you don't mean that they are the same as those of us with nice homes and chariots. We'd like some clarity about that. Stressing that we're not racist or that the poor and weak don't have their place, we just don't think they should be here. Oh, and your thoughts about us building a wall to keep them out would be most appreciated. In Christ, the Church of God in Corinth." So imagine again Paul replying to that letter. "God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior member, that there may be no dissension within the body, that the members have the same care for one another, period. What part of this don't you get?" And what Paul is asking us to do and to be as a church, as a community, is to actually have the same care for one another. It's in the end what I think Jesus is calling us to do and be as a species. That we move beyond our default binary system thinking friend or foe and towards a world where humans everywhere, regardless of whether we are Jew or Greek, slave or free, cis or trans, gay or straight, whatever our skin pigmentation, that we care for and with each other. And that is the challenge. As much as we may chuckle at this imaginary letter from the Corinthians, they are simply being human beings like us. We are wired, it appears, to default to threat mode in the absence of positive cues when we meet a stranger, for example. We are far more comfortable with people who are like us than we are with people who are different at first. The challenge in Paul's letter is that it's as much to you and I as it is to the people of Corinth. My imagined angry scratching on the parchment is addressed to me, and it is addressed to you. It's really difficult to be one body. But there are glimmers of possibility. You see, my vision for the church and for the world is that we are, in fact, able to move out of fear and into community, out of darkness into light. I'd like to do a thought experiment with you just to give you a taste of what one body might sound like, even if just for a few precious moments. You see, there's a wonderful musical on Broadway right now. Some of you may be going, yes, show tunes. Right. The play is called Come From Away. It tells stories of the week of September the 11th, 2001, in Gander, Newfoundland. And just a little context for you. Gander is a town of about 6,000 people, but it has a very large airport, because back in the day, it was a refueling point for transatlantic flights. So as a kid, I recall going to visit my grandmother in Scotland. We'd get on the plane in Montreal, we'd fly to Gander, we'd refuel, then to Shannon in Ireland, we'd refuel, and then go on to Glasgow. So on the morning of September the 11th, 2001, 38 aircraft flying from Europe to New York and other airports in the U.S. were diverted to Gander when U.S. airspace was closed. There were about 7,000 people on these aircraft landing in a town of 6,000 people. Now, there's a joke about Newfoundland and knock-knock jokes. And I wonder, Marianne, could you just start a knock-knock joke? So this is why knock-knock jokes don't work in Newfoundland. So just start off a knock-knock. Come on in. And that's what they did. The people of Gander, Newfoundland, welcomed 7,000 strangers. Just listen again to Paul's letter. As it is, there are many members, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Knock, knock. Come on in. And there's one particular song in the show, which, by the way, my partner and I wept through its entirety. There's one particular song that illustrates one of the challenges that week. You see, in Gander, religious diversity is about the Salvation Army, the Presbyterians, the Anglicans, and the Roman Catholics getting along. There were now Jews, Muslims, Hindus, Sikhs, as well as all sorts of Christians, wondering about where to pray. The song we're going to listen to is called Prayer. And I think this is this fleeting and brief sound of humans praying as one body. So I'm going to invite you to close your eyes as you feel comfortable. I'm going to play the song on my little gizmo here. And after the song ends, I'm going to invite you to sit in silence for a whole minute. And then we'll open up to the conversation. Hope you're ready, Sean. So close your eyes. Let's go to Gander.
Beulah walks me to church, and when we get there, I light a candle for my son.
And I do too.
I suddenly realized what that music was from my dream. It was an old hymn from when I was a kid. I haven't been to church in years, but for some reason that song is in my head.
Make me a channel of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring your love. Where there is injury, your pardon, Lord. And where there's doubt, true faith in you.
Make me a channel of your peace.
Make me a channel of your peace.
Where there's despair in life,
where there's despair in life, let me bring
home. Where there is darkness, only
light. Where there is darkness, only
light.
Say shalom aleinu, say al kol
town. He's lived here nearly his entire life. He heard that there was a rabbi diverted here, and he came to find me and tell me his story.
I was born in Poland, I think. And my parents, they were Jews. They sent me here before the war started. I still remember some of the prayers they taught me. As a boy, I was told I should never tell anyone I was Jewish, even my wife. But after what happened on Tuesday, so many stories gone, just like that. I needed to tell someone.
During El Fagir, when most people are asleep, it is easier to pray. But at Duhur, I can feel them watching me. Sometimes I catch them when they think I'm not looking, and I can see the fear in their eyes.
Excuse me, Beulah wanted me to check on you. The library's open for anyone looking for some peace and a quiet place to pray.
Yasei shalom, yasei shalom, shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael. Yasei shalom.
Darkness, only light, and where there's sadness, ever joy.
Thanks for listening to the Open Minds podcast. For more information on the Cathedral, its ministries, and how you can get involved, go to www.thecathedral.ca.